Yeah. But
Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, if you're doing service to God, why are you trying to get it back? You know what kind of spirit that is? That's that Ananias and Sapphira spirit. Look how y'all getting quiet.
Well,
that Ananias and Sapphira spirit make you say you're giving it as unto the Lord, but you're looking for a way to extract it and get it back. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to teach while I'm teaching and preaching. Some of y'all are guilty of doing this. You're giving your tithe and offering, so you know what you're doing. You made $5,000, and so you know what you do. Instead of giving the Lord, as you say, your tithe, you'll take out maybe $250 or $300, and then you know what you do. I put the rest in the offering. Then you're not. Listen, who you think you're fooling? Who you think you're fooling? Who do you think you're tripping? Listen, if you're going to do it, God loves a cheerful giver. Now you're trying to manipulate things in your own mind. Who do you think you're fooling? And then you wonder why things keep on going haywire with you. God don't need nothing we got. But whatever you do, do it with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole thing. See, when you start concocting ways in your own mind, that's what Ananias and Sapphira did. We're going to sell it for $75,000 and we're going to give it as unto the Lord. Well, you know what? We told him we was going to do that. Lord, if you bless me with a job, I'll give my tithe and I'll give you my offering. I'll give you tithe and offering. You said it. I didn't say it. You said it. I didn't say it. You said it. I didn't say it. You said it. Lord, if you bless me, I'll give you my tithe and my offering. And so guess what? When you said that, you ain't gave an offering till you gave all of your tithe. And so what you do is you're trying to pinch off of your tithe and stretch it from Sunday to Sunday and put it in the offering, and you still ain't giving what you said you was going to do. That's that Ananias and Sapphira spirit. And you wonder why things are always breaking down. You wonder why things are always falling apart. You wonder why you're trying to manipulate things from the craftiness of your own mind, and it doesn't work that way. If you're going to give God something, the Bible said God loves a what? A cheerful giver, not a conniving giver, not one thinking of ways to manipulate and coerce and everything. If you're going to do it, put your heart into what you do. If you give a man something to eat on the street, you don't have to give it to him with the coercing of, well, you need to come to my church and be a part of my church. No, do it because you know what? God said when you fed the hungry, when you clothed the naked, you've done it as unto me. This is not about trying to just, yeah, he told us to go into the highways and byways and compel men to come to him, not to us.
Well, we compel them to come to us.
And why?
But Bishop, many times, I guess they figured if they start sowing into the lives, that they'll continue to do it.
Oh,
that's
no, no,
say.
That's not how God operates.
But,
No. When Philip took the Ethiopian eunuch and told him about Jesus Christ and took him, I know there's a lot of pastors tell people, well, I baptized you, you belong to me. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't belong to Bishop Townsend because I baptized you. Philip took the Ethiopian eunuch and he went up to the chariot and he began to preach Jesus unto him. And when he began to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Ethiopian eunuch, he didn't have no altar call as we call it today. With a baptismal call. He didn't have none of that and to say the doors of the church are open. He didn't do none. When we preach with conviction, people are going to come forth and say, what must I do to be saved? That's what's missing today. What must I do to be saved? We're not preaching with conviction. We're preaching with enthusiasm. We're preaching with emotionalism. But when Philip preached with the power and the magnitude of the Holy Ghost, that man said, here is water. See what hinders me. He didn't care how nasty and dirty it was. When you preach the things of Jesus, people want what you got. You ain't got to force it on them. You can't force this thing on nobody. You're not supposed to, Minister Mildred.
We're supposed to be lifting up Jesus, because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll
that's
draw
what
all
Philip
men
did
unto me.
And
Philip
watch this.
Did just
and,
that.
And Philip took him and did what, Minister Mildred? He baptized him. And after he baptized him, he did not say, okay, you belong to my church now, come on, go with me. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost caught Philip up in the spirit and took him one way,
yep.
And the Ethiopian eunuch
went
back. Went back how?
Rejoicing.
Uh-huh. Does it say anywhere that he joined Philip's church later?
Mm-mm. He was rejoicing.
Did
about
he say
his
anywhere
salvation.
That? Huh?
Hallelujah, glory to God.
See what I mean, y'all?
Giving God all the praise.
See what I mean now? See what I mean now? The enemy got us only concerned about growing our church and growing our ministry and this, that, and that. Philip wasn't concerned with that. The apostle wasn't concerned with that. But now this dispensation of time that we are in have taken. It's not about the body now. It's all about individualism, and God ain't pleased with that. Now that don't give you no excuse not to assemble yourself at somebody's congregation. You ain't got to join my congregation to assemble yourself with us. You don't have to be a member of my church to assemble yourself with us. You don't have to fill out no applications and stuff to be a part of somebody's congregation. This is where the body of Christ have went off on the deep end, Ed, and this ain't nothing but another form of control and manipulation.
Well, that's what they used to. And
oh, no, Pastor.
Like
no,
that.
Pastor, you're wrong, Bishop. That's what we call accountability. We got to be held accountable on your job. Listen, see, that's what you're doing. You're trying to mix the world with the things of God. That's why he said love not the world. You're trying to mix the world with your godliness.
It's true.
You can't mix the world with godliness. There are two different administrations, and yet we're taking the likes of the world, and we're trying to administratively run our churches the way corporations are run. We're trying to run the church the way, amen, organizations are ran. And you know what? The church is being ran by the world, not the world being taught by the church. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
We got to come back to the truth of what God expects of us. That's why he said, love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. The world promotes being famous, and that's all we want to do now is be famous.
Social media does it, and it makes you, you know, like years ago, it just be entertainers
look,
that go to Hollywood. Now everybody got a
look,
social
you
media
know what,
is famous.
You know what? I thank God. I thank God. That's right, Brother McFarland. Love not the world. For if we have the love of the world, the love
of the Father
is not in us. If I'm trying to grow my church the way somebody else growing theirs, and I'm trying to grow up in an organization the way somebody else, I ain't got the love of the Father in me. I got the love of an organization in me. I got the love of a denomination in me. God ain't in it.
And we're saying, Lord, you too slow. You ain't growing it fast enough at our pace. So we're going to take
You said it best. You said it best, Mr. Mildred. They're getting ready to milk folks big time when 2020. Catch the 2020 vision.
Yeah, you know.
Catch this 2020 vision.
You won't be blind no more, all you out there with these big old thick glasses on. You better get that vision, that 2020 vision.
You know what? You better catch the vision of is my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
You better get
that's the vision that you better catch. If you catch any vision, you better catch that vision. Is my name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. I would like to challenge every believer out there. I'd like to challenge every pastor, every leader out there. And I often challenge the members of Moments of Inspiration Ministry, and I have no shame in my game. If God called you home right now, is your soul in good standing with the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what we've got to be challenged back to. That's what we've got to be challenged back to. That's what we've got to be. See, this kind of talk don't get a lot of airplay. It don't get a lot of publicity. But you know what? But you know what? It ain't about publicity with me.
Come on now.
It ain't about publicity with me. It's about pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? One thing about it, I tell people all the time, you ain't got to promote yourself. Catch on fire. People will come watch you burn. But it ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And why do you think if it was all about growing a big congregation, if it was all about growing a mega ministry, don't you know, and I'm going to take you back to the word of God. Why did the Bible say these words? The angels rejoice over 2,000 souls that come to repentance. That ain't what it said.
Because he knows that man ain't
that
coming
ain't what it said.
Like that. He said one soul.
That ain't what it said.
One.
He said the angels in heaven, but you look here. Your mind ain't on the one. You on the look here. You on
masses.
The look. You ain't got but 15 members, but now you want a 2,000 seat church. Well, I'm operating by faith. Well, go ahead and fill up the 15 member church with 2,000, and then you can see that God is pouring favor on you. Well, no, Pastor, we walk by faith and not by sight. Well,
okay.
You know what? You know what? The people of old waited until they needed more room. See, that ain't faith. Oh, it's not. Okay. Let me show you what faith is. Faith is Lydia, who didn't have a church building to go to, who didn't have a place to worship at, went by the seashore, her and some of the committed sisters, and they went by the seashore, didn't have a building, didn't have a place where they could go and worship God like you can today, and did not wait for God to bless them, but they said, look, let us worship the Lord. And they went by the seashore, and guess what? When they caught on fire, they caught Paul's attention. See, when you catch on fire, you're going to catch somebody's attention. You ain't got to try to blast and publicize what you're doing. All you got to do is catch on fire. And they caught the attention of Paul, and Paul began to minister with them equally as well. See, that's what this is about. It's not about trying to make a name for yourself and be public and just trying to act like you're all this and that. We got to get back to serving God with a pure heart and a pure conscience. That's what it all boils down to. Hey, listen, going to be also 1400 College Drive. God bless you, Sister Nett. You say you and Mama listening on the radio. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Sister Annie Rumpf, God bless you. Janice Peace Night Lions, God bless you. Amen. Sister Reese Black, God bless you too. Amen. Didn't know that you were a singer. I'm going to have to get you down here and sing for us down here in Louisiana, too. I saw your gospel group. Didn't get to hear you guys, but I'm getting a chance to hear you. Amen. But we just thank and praise God for you. Going to be at 1400 College Drive tomorrow, and we would certainly love to invite you to be our guest. Service starts at 12 o'clock. But today is Thanksgiving. Don't wait until Thursday to give God the praise. Thank him today. The day that Jesus Christ came into your life and made his abode in your heart and transformed you, that became a day of Thanksgiving. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. What you say, evangelist, it's not the building or the people save people. It's God who saved life. That's right. That's right. Jesus is the one who saves us. Amen. By his stripes, we are healed. We are healed from sickness to salvation. By his stripes.
And we must appreciate what God has done.
Yeah, yeah.
In this hour. Yeah. We must recognize that we are to please God. People, God, you're going, God, and bless us another year almost. Hey, Thanksgiving next week, and then Christmas coming in.
Yeah.
Some will make it, some won't, but the ones that will make it, we ought to appreciate God. We ought to appreciate God to want to please him. Lord, show me, if I have to do it alone, show me how to be a service to you and your people, God, that you will get the glory out of my life. And when you have that kind of relationship with the Lord to please him, hallelujah.
Well, that's what we have.
Glory.
And if
to
that's
God.
What you're looking for, you're welcome to join us at 1400 College Drive. You're
Thank
welcome
you,
to join us at the Hilltop Nursing Home. Again, all denominations are welcome. This is about getting into that mind frame of being spiritual, coming out of religion and getting into that spiritual mind frame, coming out of denomination, coming out of, amen, demonization, so that we could serve the Lord with a whole heart. I know he said, come out from among them and be ye separate, but he wasn't talking about denominations. He wasn't talking about organizations. He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the ways of the world. And when the world, see, the world brings separatism. Amen. But the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, till we all come to the unity of the denomination, nope. To the unity of the organization, nope. To the unity, amen, of the buildings, nope. To the unity of the, no, the faith in Jesus Christ, that's the only organizational structure that will stand and has always stood. That one you can't put a name on. You can put a name on your church building. You can put a name on your organization, amen. But what did Jesus say? My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. That is the administration that true believers are up under. Minister Mirta, can you close us out in a 30-second prayer? We're going to get ready
Father,
to go.
We just thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
for today. We thank you, Lord God, that the word that was spoken over the airwaves,
thank you,
God,
Lord Jesus,
that you would just let it penetrate in
thank
the heart
you,
and the
Jesus.
Mind of your people, God.
Yes,
to want
Lord.
To please you despite of everything,
yes,
Lord God. Because it's all about being a servant unto you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you have touched the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen.
To those of you, I don't know you, but listen, you've been having problems. Listen, we're still blessing that oil. Bring your bottles of oil. We're going to pray over that oil, that blessed olive oil, our virgin olive oil. Bring it to 1400 College Drive. We're going to pray over it. No, this oil ain't for you to get rich. No, this oil ain't for you, amen, because you've been having bad luck. No, we don't operate like that, amen. But if you're trying to live close to the Lord, you've surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. As a matter of fact, I tell you, if you ain't delivered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't bring the oil. Don't bring it. don't bring it, because we don't operate like that. No, we're not soothsayers. We're not witch doctors. We don't operate that way. But, amen, for those of you that believe in the anointing of the oil, amen, the calling of the elders of the church, bring the oil. We're going to bless that oil. 1400 College Drive tomorrow. God bless you in Jesus' name.